I am joined by Chris Evans, editor of The Set Pieces and writer of a book called How to Win the World Cup. Now, I don't know if Chris has distributed it to the managers who are planning to go to Qatar at some point in the near future, but within the book, it's a fantastic selection of edited, obviously, interviews with a number of people who've had experience of playing in or managing teams that go on to be part of World Cup qualification, World Cup performance, and then within there as well, eventually some World Cup winners. And Chris, you know, just have a sort of a general chat about this book. I'm astonished by the range of interviewees that you've got. It really could not be a greater selection of footballers and of managers who've had the experience of what it is to go to a World Cup and to get results.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a load of people in there, and it has really been, I guess, a labour of love in a lot of senses. And trying to work out to cover as many people and nations and eras as possible, I think.
When you say it's so many people, nations and eras, I mean, you're obviously, at times, you're referring a fair way back. But, for instance, you've got stuff from 78, a lot of detail about the 78 World Cup in there as well. You've got a lot of stuff around sort of around Beckenbauer and the way in which he did it differently, different managerial types, different personality types. Obviously, you do not define a way to win a World Cup. You're talking about the ways in which lots of people have chosen to win World Cups. But even just the story around, for instance, Gus Hiddink, who you've spoken to in there as well for South Korea, you know, the way in which everyone's got a different approach to the World Cup, to me, is just really interesting.
Yeah. So I didn't actually speak to Gus. Some of those, they were interviews kind of from his press conferences. But I did speak to Park Ji-sung, who was kind of part of that squad as well. So, and actually, yeah, it's fascinating. Actually, I think you pick out Gus, and actually some of the things that they did there was really interesting because it was kind of a cultural thing rather than just a football side. And so much of it is, as an international manager, not just what you do on the training pitch, because a lot of the time you don't get the time.